having a delay on Shivos of Tammuz would seem to be appropriate. Chassidim say that the greatest tragedy that ever befell Klal Yisrael is the Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel came about because Klal Yisrael were expecting Moshe to come at a certain hour. V'ish Moshe boshesh lavo boshesh. The sixth hour came and he wasn't there. According to their calculation, he should have been there. So it's told over that Chassidim say that the tragedy was a consequence of being excessively punctual. So the tikkun for Davis would be that Klal Yisrael undertook never to be too punctual. I apologize, but there was an unanticipated delay. It wasn't part of the program. There's a machlekes, the Ramban and the Rambam, on the war in Midian, the injunction not to be makif, Klal Yisrael, not to be makif, Midian from four ruchos, from four sides, was that a mitzvah for Deiris? Or is it just, the Ramban holds it's a mitzvah for Deiris? Just like there's a hanhoga before going to war of being keira l'sholom. Similarly, it's midalke sholom, not to be makif, to surround your enemy from four sides. Leave the fourth ruach as an avenue of escape. It's a mitzvah in the hanhoga, military hanhoga. Rambam does not reckon it as a mitzvah. And the Rambam, it's mashma, according to the Meshech Chochma, that the Rambam looks at it as a good eitzah, because it's counterproductive to surround someone from four sides. When you surround your enemy from four sides, hamisyashim, those who are on the al-safayush, despair, they have nothing to lose, they fight with greater intensity because they have nothing to lose. And we have seen historically nations that were completely, completely on the brink of Yeush, that fought with extraordinary passion, Dafke, because of the Yeush. So there's a machlekes whether or not it's a mitzvah or it's an eitzah teva. It's good counsel, it's good advice, it's good strategy. If it's good strategy, there might yet be some other overriding variable that could change your shikul hadas. Because then it's a judgment call. If it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. In maledaber. If it's a judgment call, then conceivably there might be at any given point in time other criteria which could enter in to the evaluation of how to go about doing what has to be done. Meshech Chochma Dafke wants to bring a raya from the Sifri that is a machlekes in the Sifri, that the Tanakama and Reb Nosson both hold like the Rambam. Two machlekes, and one is whether or not they were makif from four sides. Two is whether or not they went with Mesiras Nefesh or Yemosru Me'alfe Yisrael. The Tanakama learns that they went with Mesiras Nefesh to throw themselves into the fray. Meshech Chochma correlates that position with the fact that they were willing to be makif from four ruchos, because just like they were meisa nefesh to go and volunteer to enlist, so they didn't make any tactical analysis of what would be more productive or not productive. They just went with mesiras nefesh. That's the Tanakama Lishitosoi. Reb Nosson says, Vayimosru, they were given over by others. Others had to give them over. They were recruited coercively. They didn't volunteer. Hence, it's more fitting that somebody with that attitude would make a strategic analysis. It's kedai to be makif. It's not kedai to be makif. And therefore, they could come to the conclusion not to be makif. So, the Meir Simcha wants to learn the machlekes of the Ramban and the Rambam. And that's the way he understands that a raya to the Rambam from the Sifri. That both shitas could be understood, not that to be tailored in the Ramban and the Rambam, but lehefech, that both shitas in the Sifri would go like the Rambam. I would like to suggest that we can adduce from this analysis a general principle on how to deal with Kiruv. Kiruv is the same isis as Krav. In a sense, every act of Kiruv is forming an alliance with the other fellow's Yetzer Tov to gang up together on his Yetzer Hora. Svarim are full of the language of the Amalek within. Each one of us is a battle zone. We have to be Makarov ourselves and Makarov those around us. Sometimes the easier way to be Makarov ourselves is by reaching out to others as well. G'day Lechsidus pointed out that the first mitzvah is Puravu in order to teach us that life is not just for ourselves. To establish that it's the first mitzvah, to establish that it's for others, that we're here for continuity. We're here to make sure that there will be continuity. It's in the nature then of human psychology that when somebody is surrounded from four ruchais, he resists harder. If the fourth ruach is left as an avenue of retreat, then he has less urgency to resist. That becomes an operative principle in human relationships. Svarim HaKadoshim, the Bnei Yisoscha, the Tzodek, talk about the month of Tammuz based on the Sefer Yetzirah, that Tammuz is correlated with Riya, vision, Ov, with Shmiya, corresponding in the Dgolem to Ruvain and Shimon. And that the Eis Ches is the Eis that is somehow the Remez thematically to the nature, the spiritual resources of Tammuz. Had there not been the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu would have come down with the Luchos. And Taka, that projection of Mocha, tomorrow will be a Chag Lashem, which ultimately Yetz Hashem will be hopefully soon. That could have been and would have been. The first Luchos were Luchos that were carved by a Kodesh Baruch Hu Benes, besides the Osius being Benes. Second Luchos, Apsol Lecho. Also Nisim, but not the Guf HaLuchos. Medrash says that the first Luchos and the second Luchos were different in regards to Torah Shebal Peh. The second Luchos had in them, the Medrash Rabba says, the Agoda, the Halocha, in the manner, the Pilpul, in the manner which would subsequently be described as Torah Shebal Peh. In the first Luchos, they leaped from the awe, the light of the Luchos. They were evident. It didn't need that process that then became necessary in the second Luchos. It's the Roiv Chochma that has to be Mesaken, the Roiv Kas. Now there's a process that's necessary. The Yegiah of Torah Shebal Peh will become necessary. That Yegiah becomes a prerequisite. Borosi Yetzahor, Borosi Tavlin. The Tavlin is Talmud Torah. In Pogaboch Menuvel Zeh, Moshcher LeBeis Medrash. I believe it was the Alvei Nachal who pointed out Taka Nat Chazal says Moshcher LeBeis Medrash. If that doesn't help, if that doesn't help to be Maskei the Yom HaMisa. So it seems that the most effective is what? Yom HaMisa. So why not start with the Yom HaMisa? But the Yom HaMisa, even if Moshcher LeBeis Medrash and Kriya Shema didn't help unto themselves, they will make the determination of how you respond to confronting the Yom HaMisa. If you confront the Yom HaMisa without having had a Moshcher LeBeis Medrash, without a Kriya Shema, then it could be like the Novi says, Ocho v'shoso kimocho nomus. If it's preceded, even if it won't be machriya unto itself, it will surely determine what the response will be to the Yom HaMisa. But that is Torah Shebal Peh as process, as yegiah. Many years ago, Feivel Kohn, Yishevi Shtark and Gesund, Yedidi, the author, Mechaber of the Badei HaShulchan, told me over, Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld had pointed out in the pre-calculator, pre-computer age, that Tzion b'mishpati poder v'shover b'tzdokah. Tzion b'mishpati poder is Talmud Yerushalmi b'gematria. V'shover b'tzdokah is Talmud Babli b'gematria. Make the cheshbon afterwards, you'll see it works. Explain to Rav Feivel that Chazal say that when Odom Rishon was created, it was created the Mayach from Eretz Yisrael and the Lev from Bovel v'Shar Rotzis. In Talmud Babli, when somebody holds somebody's Shita, you say Alibe, Lev, Alibe, Bovel, Levov. The Lev was created from Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalmi, you say Adaite. The Moach was created from Eretz Yisrael. That's why B'machashakim Hoshivani, the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, teaching us how to learn the perspective of being a Ben Teira Maimon comes, our Rebbe, our mentor, is Talmud Babli. It's not awarding kudos or any adifut, but that was what was necessary for the state of affairs. The Ches of Chodesh Tammuz represents the Choshech from which the Or has to come. World is created first Choshech, and Or is actualized and defined in contrast to Choshech. That awe was in the first Luchos, in the month that corresponds to Ria. It was seen, it leaped forth from that light. Continuing with the Luchos Shnios, it will have to be understood through Yegiyah, through a process that connects the Lev and the Moach. Tzion b'mishpat ipodeh. Mishpat is surgical, analytical, but surgical. B'shoveho b'tzdoka, tzdoka is chesed, that's Lev. That's Talmud Babli. B'machashakim hoshivani. That's why balei vov, this yegiyah, can be the tikkun for the Rav Kas. That's why this can be Moshchel Beis Medrash, can have an internal difference on the workings of the Neshama, on the Metzias of the Odom. La'asek b'divrei Teiras, Esek in Teiras. And so, when the tshuva opportunities, it was always an imperative, it was always understood that a Jew who's a maimon is lo aleinu nitfas on the avera that he doesn't give techocha for. The makaris of that, for that, are all over. Chazal say that by the Churban of Bayis Rishon, the Ribbono Shel said to the Malach, V'svisa tof al mitzchei elu sh'ne'enochem v'ne'enochem l'atroebus anasus b'seicho. The Malach asked, ma ben elu le'elu? And the Ribbono Shel answers, elu sh'kimu ha'satera mi'alafa tof. The Ribbono Shel kavayochel is challenged, ho'yolem lo'chiach. And the Ribbono Shel is made, Golib Yadua Lefonai Shafilim Omei Chichim Loyom Ekablim Lekisei HaKovid. The Ribbono Shel is made, and the answer comes back in Golib Yadua Lefonecho Lefnei Hem Miyavi Golib Yadua. They didn't know that. And over there is the one exception, even though it's in Avu Letev, that it can be changed. B'mikdoshay techilu. Neyesosra asks on first posik in Yishayo, Chazon Yishayo ben Amos Shachoz al Yerushalayim v'Yehuda. Why the double lotion Chazon Shachoz? Says the Neyesosra that by Sinai, the Ribbono Shel Olam created a nest that they were Reyem as Akeilas. What was the necessity for that nest? The necessity was, submits the Bnei Yisoscha, that there are two levels of Nevuah, Chazon and Niv Svasayim. If it's articulated by Niv Svasayim, it cannot be rescinded. If it's Chazon, it's merely a graphic image, then tshuva can yet intervene. So Klal Yisrael would have to have the fallback position throughout the Deiros that even though a Nevuah and a Novi would more appropriately have been delivered through Niv Svasayim, it would be reduced to Chazon in order to give them that margin to do tshuva. Such was the case by Yeshayahu. Chazon Yishayo, but he mitzidoi, he was Yishayo, and he was Ben Amot. Mitzad is Yichus, mitzad is person, mitzad the place that he was. All the nitunim were there for him to have been eligible for Niv Svasayim, but it was reduced to Chazon in order to give Klal Yisrael that margin. Another shot in Reyem HaSakeilus is when we approach those Jews who did not have the privilege to be near enough to hear the keilus of Torah. The difference between Shmi and Ria is Shmi, you have to be very close to hear what's being said. Ria, you can see panoramically from a long distance. What about those people who we want to be mekalev, who haven't had the privilege of going to cheder, of going to Beit Knesset? They didn't hear the keilus of Torah. They didn't hear the Shmir. We can yet ask of them, they should be Reyem as a keilus. The Rebbeinu Shalom has placed it into the soul of every Jew. They can see that which has been wrought by those keilus. They can see a certain lifestyle, a certain community, a certain chesed, a certain quality of life, morally and spiritually, which is unique. Every Jew, we can work from that premise. And therefore, somebody who is resisting, again, not to be makif from Arba Ruchos, then the Yeyush makes one fight harder. But we can have an expectation that on one level of neshama, and on the level of neshama, that every Jew is Reyem es HaKeilus, he's participant in the DNA of his soul, he has the Yerusha of that Ness of Reyem es HaKeilus. And we can challenge him, invite him, the way I've tried to tell people in secular audiences, is that what we're after is doing away with your blind faith. We want you to be more skeptical. You have blind faith that somebody else put Yiddishkeit to rest for you. We're asking you to be sufficiently skeptical to look at it yourself. Do some due diligence. Look at it. Try it on for size. An extraordinary track record and again, don't be put off by the overcompensation that the resistance to Kiruv is Krav. It's a frequent phenomenon in the psychology of man is that the person who has least confidence comes on as the Balgaiva because he's overcompensating. This month is correlated with Ria. It's a month that introduces the period when the Meraglim went to see Eretz Yisrael. The report comes in Chodesh Av. That's Keneged Shmiya, says the Bnei Yisrael. But the Aveir of the Ria, what they saw in their misinterpretation, the delivery, the pronouncements were Chodesh Av, Shmiya Dik. There's the Kilkul, the Pagam and Shmir. Here was in Ria. Neisoscha brings the Gemara Menachos that in the Tzuras Oasis is that is kind of a chutre legage de ches, that the, it's kind of a angular line like a V on the top of the ches, according to one mahalach in the tzuras ha'es of the ches. And it symbolizes, says the Gemara, it symbolizes the ascendancy, the rum, the elevation, the transcendence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's Chai Olamim, the Ches Keneged the Chai Olamim. The Mashor makes reference to Elam Hazeh being, Rabbi Eliezer says in Baba Basra, it's like an Achsadra, three sides. Like the Ches, says the Mashor. That becomes the symbol. The Rebbeinu Shalom wasn't makif us from al baruchos, like an achsadra, like the ches. The fourth ruach was left open with all of the extraordinary evidence that can be garnered and submitted about how improbable and impossible Jewish history could have been to have developed in the fashion that it did, can only be Hashgacha Pratius. Meir Simcha says, V'ahavta re'acha kemocha, everybody reads the first part of the pasuk, but leaves out the second phrase, Ani Hashem. What's the correlation? So the Baal Shem Tov Agav says that V'ahavta re'acha, if you love your fellow Jew, kemocha Ani Hashem. Shem tzilchol yadi minecha. The Baal Shem shadows and emulates what you do. But the Meir Simcha says that it's a prediction. That Jews in history will be spread as a result of Averus and Golos. There will be a Pizor of Am Yisrael. And despite that Pizor, Klal Yisrael will remain bonded with a kinship, Jews in Baghdad to Jews in London, Jews in Brooklyn to Jews in Odessa. Different languages, different cultures, there is no rational reason or yardsticks that we can measure that this should come about. But that is what is predicted in the Pasuk. It's a projection, it's a prognosis of how history will unfold. Why? You will continue to love your fellow Jew, Ani Hashem, because I am God. So we can work from the assumption that those Jews who are Reim as a Kailas, on one level of their neshama, they have to see that. So there's a very difficult tightrope. There's an extraordinary tension that the Makarev has to maintain. We have to have the fullest confidence that on the neshama level, they're Royim as Akeles. On the other hand, on the level of performance, the Ribbono Shalom created this world as an achsadra. Going to Rabbi Eliezer. Like a ches. Ches symbolizes the transcendence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it also symbolizes that achsad that Ribbono Shel Olam left us a mokum to be toya. Chas v'sholom. That's pchira. Or has to come from choshech. And the first ches, says Reb Tzodek in the Torah, is like every letter and every word is the av. And every time the letter or the word appears, it's a tailoda. It's a se'if of the first time. Or comes from choshech. And that choshech will make the determination. When the Mishnah says, Dama shetoshev apikeres, of course it says not an apikeres, a Jew, because borrow the pocket, say, that he'll be more rebellious. But today, most people would agree, the Chazon Ish surely held like that, that most of the people who are not Shem Ritera Mitzvahs today, Lo Aleinu, are not Apikosim. Tinik Shenishba, that have their own internal wars. And we have to remind them, as the Ramchal says, that Kol kula tzricha b'dika. Anytime you take the easier of two alternatives, you should hold yourself suspect that you're choosing it because it's easier. Is it possible it's right? Yes, possible. But probably you chose it because you have an internal, unconscious, at least, agenda to be self-serving. We have to have the fourth root, leave it open, less chance of less krav, and more chance of more kiruv. We have to go on creating those kinds of homes that build those kinds of communities that excel in chesed, mind-boggling, the numbers of gemachim in the Haredi community. Do we have our warts and scars? Yes. But there's no community in the world that excels in Beinonim Lechaveiroi as much as our Tzibur does. The Omer Darsheni. We can expect that people should be Royim Mesakailas. And finally, I'll end with this. Parshas Re'eh, a medrash that first blush looks like a medrash plia. Medrash Rabba says, Mahu lo'odem shebi Yisrael, can a Jew make hafsokas in the reading of the Teichacha? It says, no, because it says, Re'a Nechi, Nosin Lefnechem, Sabrocha v'saklola, Shetishmon. So you can't make up. So you can't read it kitzin, kitzin. You can't hack up. What's the kasha, what's the teretz? And also there's a mixture of Re'a and Shmia. Re'ei and Asher Tishmon. The Balaturim says, Re'ei is a reference to Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. The Re'ei over there was Re'im as a Kailas. He says, Re'ei Anochi. Look at the Anochi of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. But what was the Re'ei over there? It was Re'im as a Kailas. The Teichacha, there are periods in Jewish history when that has been exacted, Peronius and Kalyus, Allah Aleinu. If you relate to the Peronius Shmiadik, each one is separate because you don't hear two sounds simultaneously. You hear two sounds simultaneously, you're hearing a third sound, not either A or B, you're hearing C. Riyadik, you can see panoramically. You see many things, Babasachas. There are two ways to relate to the Peronius and the difficulties and the challenges of being a Jew. If you see each event in isolation, Shmiadik, impossible to handle. If you see it Riyadik, the whole scope, then it fits in the context of Jewish history. It came from someplace and it's going someplace. Then it's part of a process. It's part of the unraveling of the Ikvus of the Mashiach and his Makar of the Gula. Riyadik or Shmiadik? So what do you need? The Shmiah Shetishmon? Because you have to feel the pain. Don't be cavalier and casual about the suffering that has been experienced by Klal Yisrael. But step back and put it in the context of its entirety. We can be sure that work from the premise that the real apikeiros is poker tvei. Most Jews that we have to deal with, chas v'sholom, not apikosim. They too, on one level of their neshamas, are yet privy to that heritage of re'ei mesakeilos. And as long as we're not makif them from Arba Ruchais, we can be very, very confident in what we have to say, but give them the room to find their way. Benshams, I hope that Taka, we should all be Zeicha to a Gula Shlema, and be Zeicha to share with more of Klal Yisrael the zchus, that privilege of being meboya beis medrash.